Hello everybody, this is Mary from Kilkenny County Council Library Service, and today's story is called Poga the Dragon, written by Anna Donovan, illustrated by Jean Texier, and published by the O'Brien Press. It is said that dragons are the keepers of the friendly blue flame, but soon it will go out, and the world will be plunged into darkness and cold. Who will relight the flame? All the dragons are gone except for Poga, the baby dragon. But is he ready for this huge task? Let's find out. We must find the flame before it's too late, said Shona. And we must relight it. If we don't, it will be cold and dark forever. But who can light it, asked Jack. Shona and Jack looked at Poga, the baby dragon. He was a tiny fellow, not ready yet to breathe fire. But he was their only hope. Maybe you can light the flame, Poga, said Jack. Then you'll be our hero. Me, thought Poga, a hero? The little dragon was scared. I'm too small to be a hero, he thought. He started to shake and shiver, and because he was upset, his tail began to glow a bright blue. What's the matter, Poga? Asked Shona. But Poga couldn't explain. Come on, said Jack, we must hurry up or we'll be too late. But Poga couldn't move. Then suddenly he turned around and ran away. Oh no, said Shona, what will we do now, said Jack. Poga raced through the bushes until he came to a huge oak tree. He hid under the leaves and in between the roots. He closed his eyes tightly. He was panting, he was shaking. His tail was glowing. Shona and Jack wondered where Poga had gone. You wait here, said Shona. I'll go find him. Shona ran after the baby dragon. At last she saw his little tail sticking out from beneath the oak tree. It was shining brightly. Poga is scared, thought Shona. Shona crawled in under the tree. Poga was curled up in a little ball. Poor little baby dragon, said Shona. What's wrong? Are you afraid? Big tears rolled down Poga's face. Shona leaned over and brushed the tears off, and she whispered in his ear. Next thing, Poga looked at Shona. He stopped crying. His little tail turned a golden yellow, and a warm light encircled the two of them. Poga took Shona's hand in his paw, and together they walked back to Jack. Let's go, said Shona. Let's find the flame and see if Poga can light it again. And off they went. And what did Shona whisper into the little dragon's ear, I wonder? Well, I'll tell you. She said, I love you, Poga. It's okay to be afraid. And I'm your friend. And she added, I'll help you light the friendly blue flame.